Each year, the school district puts out a list of capital projects and associated costs. They're prioritized by what state law mandates, certain health and safety improvements, items that save time and money, and then needs and wants. They're things for the school district like repairing roofs, resurfacing playgrounds, replacing bricks, and repairing sidewalks. Others are cost-saving measures like hooking up water softeners to both hot and cold water, which saves thousands in repairs district-wide each year. Another is the cost savings of maintenance-heavy waterless urinals, which they've learned are not worth the water that's saved. Then the capital expenditure wish list gets down to the wants, like a new kindergarten playground or marching band uniforms. School board member Tanya Knauer says the amount the district will spend this year for capital expenditures is on the order of $3 million. There's a master planning committee that comes up with a long-term plan for the larger expenditures. One of the long-term goals is a new PC CAPS program building.
There's no doubt as the PC CAPS program is exploding and taking off, we're going to have to evaluate whether it makes more sense to keep, you know, renting a space or to actually look at potentially building something. And when do we want to do that? Do we want to start doing that in 2 years or is that more of a 5-year thing? And that's really what that group is going to hopefully put together recommendations.
The district recently spent several $100,000 to remodel the leased space in Prospector for the PC CAPS program. Another, says Knauer, is to take a serious look at an aging school in the district, Treasure Mountain Junior High School.
Treasure Mountain is an old school, and we know the pipes are falling apart. There's issues with the roof. So we need to really get a thorough look at Treasure Mountain and what it would take to fix that building versus maybe build a new one.
That's Park City School Board member Tanya Knauer. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.